Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm David Folkenflik.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, a Mississippi mom and her family's life in a FEMA trailer. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. The biggest beef recall in U.S. history. The Department of Agriculture is recalling nearly 150 million pounds of frozen beef from a slaughterhouse in California. Let's get more on the story from Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
It is the biggest beef recall in U.S. history, and a good portion of the meat went to the nation's lunchrooms to children in the school lunch program. Critics liken the massive recall to closing the barn doors after the cows left, because much of the meat being recalled has likely already been eaten. The action comes after inspectors suspended operations at the meatpacking house called Westland Hallmark. An undercover video released by the Humane Society shows crippled, sick, and downed cattle being forklifted to slaughter, which is against health regulations. A couple of workers at the plant were fired and are facing charges. Some federal lawmakers say the USDA should do a better job of inspecting meat and say this is another example of weak food safety regulations.
Shirley Jihad reporting from KPCC in Los Angeles. Severe thunderstorms rumbled through Alabama and Florida last night. It's the second time this month that tornadoes have hit the South. There were no deaths reported, but dozens were injured and more than 250 homes were damaged or destroyed. President Bush is in Africa this week. He visited Tanzania's rural north today, handed out bed nets, and gave lots of hugs. He said the U.S. is part of an international effort to provide mosquito netting to protect children there from malaria. The man who killed five people, then himself, at Northern Illinois University last week left packages and a note for his girlfriend. But it's still not clear why Stephen Kazmierczyk fired four guns into a crowded classroom at the school that he'd left a year earlier. Susan Stevens reports.
In the letter, Kazmierczyk tells his girlfriend Jessica Beatty that he loves her and asks her not to forget him. She told CNN that's the same thing he said during a phone call the night before the shootings at Northern. Police confiscated packages he sent to Beatty just before he died. Inside, they found cash, a new cell phone, books, a gun holster, and bullets, but no explanation. Beatty and Kazmierczyk were living together after dating off and on for 2 years. They were both grad students at the University of Illinois, where they had transferred together from NIU. During the CNN interview, Beatty confirmed that Kazmierczyk had recently stopped taking an antidepressant. He had also told her that his parents placed him in a group home as a teenager because he was unruly and cut himself.
In sports, it was Ryan Newman for the win at the Daytona 500. It is team owner Roger Penske's first victory ever. Newman drove the number 12 Dodge to victory. Kurt Busch was runner-up. Only Tony Stewart came in third. The East beat the West 134-128 in last night's NBA All-Star game. LeBron James was named MVP for the second time. He finished with 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists. And number one at the box office this weekend.
This conversation's over.
This conversation's not over. Do you answer my question?
Jumper, starring Hayden Christensen and Samuel L. Jackson, about people who can teleport using apparently super cool sound effects, raked in $27.3 million and landing it at number one. Disney Step It Up 2, The Streets, was number two. And The Spiderwick Chronicles opened at number three. Two romantic comedies, Fool's Gold and Definitely Maybe, round out the top five. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
David and Allison, back to you.
I had flashbacks to Homeroom with that sound.
I know. Matt, you're the producer. Can we get some of those super cool sound effects?
We can. Every time you go into a different story, it'll be that.
Teleport? All right.
Yeah.
You work on that.
I'm going to work it up.
Thank you, Matt Martinez.
You're welcome.